The Poetry of Heaven, an introduction. It is often said that two things are unavoidable, death and taxes. Certainly the latter is a common thorn in adult life, but as to the former, it seems that for many people it is merely a hiccup in life's eternal journey, a journey they wish, if being of good deed and character, to share at the eternity of heaven's largesse, a reward for faith and the obligations of religion. Of course, for those not so fortunate, an altogether different experience was prepared for them, namely hell. For those who take religion as their companion, heaven conjures up all manner of eternal delights. Here we take the thoughts and words of such greats as Gerald Manley Hopkins, W.B. Yeats, Rupert Brooke, Emily Dickinson, and many others to give their views of a heavenly time to come. Among our readers are Richard Mitchley and Gisela Rowe.
Heaven by Rupert Brooke. Fish, fly replete in depth of June, dawdling away their watery noon, ponder deep wisdom, dark or clear, each secret fishy hope or fear. Fish say they have their stream and pond, but is there anything beyond? This life cannot be all, they swear, for how unpleasant if it were! One may not doubt that somehow good shall come of water and of mud, and sure the reverent eye must see a purpose in liquidity. We darkly know, by faith we cry, the future is not wholly dry. Mud unto mud, death eddies near, not here the appointed end, not here, but somewhere beyond space and time is wetter water, slimier slime. And there, they trust, there swimmeth one who swam ere rivers were begun, immense, of fishy form and mind, squamous.